Today I want you to turn in your Bibles, please, to the New Testament book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter. Hebrews chapter 11. This morning, before the close of the service, we're going to be committing our pledges to the Lord, our financial commitments and our commitments of time and ability to the Lord in prayer. After I brought the word this morning, I'm going to ask Claire Eskew, the chairman of our stewardship program this year once again, to come and give you an updated report. The information which is in your bulletin was valid Friday night, but it has changed somewhat since then. And we'll ask him to update that for us, and after he's done so, we'll dedicate our pledges to the Lord. And as we come to the conclusion of our special season of emphasis on stewardship, I want to talk to you this morning concerning stewardship from this aspect. A great many church members misunderstand and misappropriate what they think are principles of stewardship from the Scripture and see Christian stewardship as some kind of a legalism and some kind of a thing which we must do and some special pattern that God has laid down for us that we must operate according to law. That's not the case at all. I want to share with you this morning that stewardship is now and always has been faith in action. Stewardship is not law. It's the expression of a man's faith. Giving is an act of faith. First of all, it acknowledges a belief in the fact that God is the source and the giver of everything which is good. Secondly, it honors the Lord and it honors His work. And it places Him and His work in a position of preeminence, more important than anyone or anything else. And thirdly, it expresses our faith in His promise to provide for us and to fulfill all of the promises that He's made to us. There are so many stories in the Bible that illustrate the principle of stewardship being faith. So many examples and illustrations from the lives of men and women of Scripture that validate that point. You think of Abel, for example. And Abel, who gave a sacrifice of his stewardship to the Lord, bringing a blood sacrifice from his flock. The book of Hebrews chapter 11 tells us that by faith, Abel offered. His stewardship was his faith in action. We read in the story of Noah how God called Noah to build an ark and then to draw his family into that ark and to bring the animals in two by two and to provide a secure place for those who would escape the destruction of the world. I've shared with you once before how the first thing Noah did when the flood was diminished and abated from the earth and when the land once again appeared, that Noah and his family came forth from the ark, the first thing they did was to build an altar and to offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving unto God. This morning I want to share with you from the life of the father of our faith, Abraham, how his stewardship was the expression of his faith. And I'm going to read from the 11th chapter of the book of Hebrews, beginning in the 17th verse. By faith, Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac. And he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead, from whence also he received him in a figure. Now notice that Abraham was, first of all, obedient to God's command to sacrifice all that he had. In this case, his only son. Genesis 22, that records the event, we'll read that in a few moments, said God called him to offer his only son, whom thou lovest. God called for all that he had. As an act of faith, he was to give in an offering everything he had. And he did that. You notice the words twice in this passage? Abraham offered up Isaac. Isaac wasn't snatched from him. It was not something that he had to do or die. It was something that he determined to do, for he saw that it would please God, and he gave his very best, all that he had. It was an expression of his faith in God. For in the first words of the 17th verse, we find that it was by faith that Abraham offered this sacrifice. This act of stewardship was an act of faith on his part. Faith in what? Faith in the God who had given him the son in the first place while his body was yet dead. An expression of his faith that God was the source of everything in his life that was important to him. That he realized that on his own he had not the ability to create this child. But the child was a gift from Almighty God given to him at a time when he was past his age and his wife was past her time of childbearing. He realized that all he had had its source and its origin in God. And when God called for it as an act of his stewardship, there was no hesitation. And he said yes. And he gave. He put God in the first priority place and made God a position of preeminence, that there was no one or no thing that was more important than God. And so by faith, he gave his all in an act of stewardship to the Lord. And his faith was expressed also in his confirmed belief that yet having given his son, his only son, the one that he loved, that if necessary, God would raise that son from the dead in order to fulfill his promises to him, that he would be the father of many nations, and from his loins would come seed that would be as many as the stars in the sky. And so Abraham is on Mount Moriah, ready to offer his son in an act of sacrificial stewardship, and as he did so, he's believing in God. His faith was expressed by this act of stewardship. Now I want you to turn to Genesis 22 and we'll look at the story of Abraham and his offering of Isaac. Primarily today I want you to be encouraged by the wonderful promise that God gave to this very obedient steward. It will take me a while to get to it because I want to start in the first verse, but you bear with me. I want you to observe Abraham's faith in action. Now, you have heard it said, some your counselor perhaps has told you, as I've told the counselors, that you can look at a man's checkbook, his check stubs, and find out what he really values and finds to be important. You may look at a man's stewardship and find out where his faith is. For the Word of God says faith is dead unless it has corresponding actions. When we say we believe in God and we trust in Him and He is the Almighty, but yet we give Him middle place, for example, in how we apply the finances of our family, our actions call our words untrue. James said, I will show you what I believe by my actions. You watch what I do, and you will see what's important to me. Abraham expressed in this testing that the most important work in his life was God's work, and that the most important person in his life was God. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt or test Abraham, and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And the idea here is, Abraham said, "Yes, Lord, what do you want? I'm open to you." And he said, "Take now thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of." Notice the words here, offer him as a burnt offering. Give him as an offering to me. Now the command was not specifically kill your son. The command was offer him up and surrender him to me. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son and clave the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. And then on the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, "Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and do what? Worship. And come again to you." Now it's interesting here, the expression of Abraham's faith. He said, "I and the lad will do three things. First of all, we're going to go yonder. Secondly, we're going to worship God. And thirdly, we're going to come again." Now what was Abraham doing? His faith was talking. And his faith said, "God wants me to offer my son. And I'm going to give my son to him as an act of stewardship. But as I do, my faith is in action. And I know God has made me some promises. And one of those promises is he's going to make me the father of many nations. And in Isaac is my seed named. And it is not through another son, it's through Isaac that this promise is going to come. And even though I give it all to God in order to fulfill the promise that he has given me, if necessary, God will raise this boy from the dead, and therefore you can be sure that he and I are coming again." Now that's faith. That's the same kind of faith that puts a check in the offering plate and says, "God, you have called me to give to you and to give into your kingdom and into your work. And I believe as I give, if necessary, you'll manufacture what I need in order to supply the physical and financial needs for me and my family. And if necessary, you'll raise that from the dead to see to it that your promises are good in my life and that what you've said you'll do, you will do." Do you see the comparison here? Do you see the similarity and do you see the analogy here? Abraham was a man of faith. He was also a tremendous steward. God had given this son to him in trust. And when God called for it back, he gave the lad back, realizing that no matter what happened, that God would bring his promises to pass. And so here's his faith talking. "We're coming back. You just wait for us here at the bottom of the mountain. My boy and I will be back, because this son is the one that was the promised one of God, and this is the one through whom my descendants are going to come. Therefore, no matter what happens on this mountain, don't you worry about it. We're going to worship God, and we'll be back together." And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, "My father." And he said, "Here am I. What is it, my son? What do you want?" And he said, "Behold the fire and the wood, but where's the lamb for the burnt offering?" Abraham said, "My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering." And so they went both of them together. And they came, here's his faith again, you see, speaking. And they came to the place which God had told him of, and Abraham built an altar there, laid the wood in order, and bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. Now, there's no indication that there was any hesitation in Abraham. There's no indication that he was hoping that at the last minute God would intervene. For in the book of Hebrews, the indication is not that Abraham believed God would intervene, but he believed that God would raise his son up from the dead if necessary. And he was fully willing to sacrifice the boy. Completely willing to take the boy's life and offer him to the Lord. And as he was about to do so, verse 11, the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, "Abraham, Abraham." And he said, "Here am I." Here's the third time. "What do you want?" "I'm listening." And he said, "Lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou what? You reverence God." You've got a confident faith in God. I know that. Why do I know it? Because you were willing as an act of faith in your stewardship to give everything that you had. "Seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son, from me, I know that you reverence me. I know that you believe in me. I know that you trust me. I know that you have confidence in me, because you've held nothing back and you gave everything that I asked you for." A man of faith. We know that without faith, Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, no man can please God. And here's a man in whom God was deeply pleased. He's a man of great faith. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. How many of you believe that if you gave your last nickel — I'm not asking you to do this — but how many of you believe that if God called for your last nickel and you put your last nickel in the service of God, that the Lord can miraculously, or would miraculously, fill your gas tank or provide some other means of transportation for you, put food on the table, or catch a ram in the thicket in your backyard? He's the same God today. He's no different. It's Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Somehow we think these great men of the Bible had some special arrangement with God. Don't you know that those of us of the new covenant, we have a better covenant with God, because it's based upon better promises? It has a better mediator. What God did for these great men of the old covenant, so shall he do for us, and yes, even more so. Faith in action is represented by our stewardship. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Jireh, as it is said unto this day, "In the mount of the Lord it shall be seen." Jehovah Jireh is the Hebrew name for God, which expresses his provision. God will supply, or Jehovah God will be, or is, my provider. And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time and said — I want you to watch these next few verses, because if you get a hold of this, you will see the wonderful promise that God gives to an obedient steward. And I want you today, as we dedicate our faith commitments to the Lord, I want you to get a hold of this promise from God to the steward who operates in faith and puts his faith into action through his giving. He's entitled to the most marvelous promise. And what did God say to Abraham as he was expressing his stewardship? God said, "By myself I have sworn, saith the Lord." In Hebrews, we find that God couldn't find anything greater to swear by, so he swore by himself. In other words, he affirmed on the basis of himself. "For because thou hast done this thing," now watch this, "because you have not withheld your son, thine only son," here's my promise, "because you were a steward, and because you were a faithful steward," here's my promise to you. Verse 17, "that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore. And thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed." Why? "Because thou hast obeyed my voice." Now here's the principle. God called for all Abraham had. What God asked Abraham to give was the very thing that Abraham thought was necessary in order for God to fulfill his promise to him, to make him the father of many nations and a multitude of peoples. But he hesitated not, and he gave. He surrendered. He submitted to that, and he yielded all that he had unto the Lord. When he did, God took that act of giving, and God took that act of stewardship, and God took that definite and specific expression of faith. And as Isaac died, as it were, in Abraham's heart and mind, you must understand that Isaac did not die physically. But inside Abraham, Isaac was already dead. Inside Abraham, he had already made the decision that Isaac was gone. For when he took the wood and he took the torch and he took the knife and he took the son and he went up on the mountain, he'd already made the decision. He'd already made the commitment to give and to surrender and to give to the Lord by faith that which he'd asked for. And when he got to the mountain and he built the altar of stones and he laid his son upon it, upon the wood, and tied him to the altar. And as he raised the knife ready to plunge it into him, you must understand that inside Abraham the boy was already dead, because he had made a decision to do it. He had already given the child. And having surrendered the child, God took that seed which Abraham planted, and the seed which Abraham planted, whose name was Isaac, has become a multitude of people in today's age that now are called the seed and the children of Abraham. And God's promise to Abraham is now in the process of being wondrously fulfilled. Abraham's descendants are more than the stars in the sky, and they are more than the sand on the seashore. And how did God fulfill that promise, and how did Abraham participate in the promise of God? He was a faithful steward over all that he had. And in the same way that God Almighty has raised up sons by allowing his son to be crucified. Do you know that God only had one son? Jesus, only one. The only one he'd ever have is the only begotten. And before God ever had a second son, his first one had to die. He gave his first one as an act of faithful stewardship. And from that death, Jesus himself said, a corn of wheat must fall into the ground and die before it multiplies. And in that act of stewardship, you and you and you and me are the fulfilling of God's promise to the world. I think you can see that all decisions regarding stewardship are decisions of faith. What you decided to do this week, as far as your stewardship, your time and your skills and abilities and your money, your financial resources, your material wealth, what you decided to do with that week was do with that this week is a decision that you made by faith. And when you give, and the fulfilling of that commitment and the fulfilling of those decisions are acts of faith. Oftentimes we think the only way our faith can be expressed is if we see somebody get up out of a wheelchair and walk. Or if somebody gets a great miracle or a great healing or a great deliverance, that's real faith in action. I'm here to tell you today that there's so much faith flowing in this congregation. There's so much faith operating in you people. There's so much faith flowing in your families and in this body of people right here. It's so evident in the stewardship of you and your families. It's incredible. And I don't use that word loosely. It is more than can be believed with the natural mind. The decisions that you've made this week are faith decisions. And the fulfilling of those commitments are faith acts. Faith in what? Faith in the faithfulness of the one who has promised us. What did he promise us? Hebrews 13 and 8 says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Hebrews 13:8 says, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. Philippians 4:19 says, my God shall supply all your needs through his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Luke 6:38 says, give and it'll be given unto you, pressed down, shaken together, running over shall men give into your bosom. Malachi 3:10 says, "Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house, saith the Lord of hosts, and prove me now herewith, and see if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it." Psalm 84:11 says, "No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly." Psalm 68:19 says, "Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits." And Psalm 34:9-10 says, "There is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do suffer hunger and lack, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing." And so stewardship is real faith in the promise-keeping God of the Bible. And when we act out our stewardship in our giving of not only our money, but also our time and our abilities and our skills, when we give those things to the Lord in just the same way that Abraham surrendered his son, so do we express our confidence and our faith in a God who keeps his word and who keeps his promises. Let us pray.